From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A gunman opened fire outside a high school in Parkland, Florida, Wednesday, killing at least 17 people and injuring at least 16 others. The FBI is on the scene and will take the lead in the investigation. Television video showed students streaming out of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, about 72 kilometers north of Miami. Most of them held their hands high in the air to show police they were unarmed. The sheriff says the alleged shooter is in custody. He believes the gunman is an 18-year-old former student. He was arrested without incident. Officials do not believe there was more than one shooter. The bomb caused an explosion that killed 4 people and wounded 10 during carnival celebrations in Bolivia. The blast happened late Tuesday in the middle of carnival celebrations in the city of Oruro, the capital of President Evo Morales' home province. The bomb was made, according to police, of dynamite, ammonium nitrate, and fuel oil, all commonly used in homemade explosives. The blast dug a crater nearly 1.3 meters wide and 43 centimeters deep. The Zimbabwean opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai, known for his lengthy, dogged quest to end the regime of longtime President Robert Mugabe, has died just months after Mugabe caved to pressure to step down after decades in power. Tsvangirai was 65 years old. He died Wednesday in South Africa after a long battle with colon cancer. Even in his final months, he did not slow down in his life's mission to bring political change to Zimbabwe. This is VOA News. South African President Jacob Zuma has resigned after more than a week of intense pressure from his party to step down, and just hours before a planned no-confidence vote in Parliament. VOA's correspondent Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
With just an hour left ahead of a Wednesday midnight deadline to resign or face a no-confidence vote, Zuma finally did what he swore he would not do. He resigned. Had he not done so, he would have faced what was likely to be an embarrassing, messy no-confidence vote in Parliament Thursday, bolstered by the African National Congress, the party that brought him into the presidency in 2009. On Tuesday, the party recalled him, a move they expected to provoke his immediate resignation. When that didn't happen, ANC lawmakers lobbied for a planned no-confidence vote to be moved earlier to Thursday. Zuma rendered that all unnecessary in his 20-minute address to the nation.
As I leave, I will continue to serve the people of South Africa, as well as the ANC, the organization I have served all of my life.
Zuma had maintained that the ANC has never told him what it is he did wrong to deserve a recall from his party or a no-confidence vote. But for years, Zuma has been mired in ever deeper, ever wider corruption scandals. Those make a quiet retirement unlikely for Zuma. He could, in future, face numerous corruption investigations, including a pending case that includes 783 charges of corruption. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
The Oversight Committee of the U.S. House of Representatives launched an investigation Wednesday into why President Trump's staff secretary, Rob Porter, was able to keep his White House job for months after the FBI told White House officials about reports that Porter's 2 former wives had accused him of domestic violence. Porter resigned last week, but FBI Director Christopher Wray told lawmakers this week that investigators had briefed White House officials as far back as March 2017 about the spousal abuse allegations against Porter, who helped oversee documents and policies sent to Trump for review. President Trump has called on the Senate to support an immigration bill sponsored by Republican Charles Grassley. He said the passage would ratify the 4 pillars of his immigration reform plan. The legislation would consider up to 1.8 million people who arrived in the U.S. as children and remained illegally with the chance for citizenship. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.